This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whoa! Like, after it got done, I'm like, you gotta stop doing that. They're gonna hit it to you again. It's coming right back to you. I go, you got an expression and emotion to come out, turn around, face the wall, get it out, turn around and be like, do it again.
Whoa, they should not hit those to me. I mean,
she was great. But Green Park Lutheran won the tournament in Missouri last weekend, so congratulations to them. This weekend, my team got 5th place. In the state of Illinois, of all the Lutheran schools in the state of Illinois, our team managed to land the 5th place trophy. And I will say, I averaged the age out. Did I talk about this on the air? I think I did. I took the ages of the girls who played on our 8th grade level volleyball team. We had 3 8th graders, 2 7th graders, 3 6th graders, and 1 5th grader. And if you add all those numbers up and divide by 9, I kid you not, it is 6.7.
Ah, that's funny.
Yes.
Bet they had a good time with that.
They did. Exactly. 6-7. Anywho, I was doing that the whole weekend, locked in on volleyball, an incredible weekend. Our team won the sportsmanship award. I know that's come to as a surprise to some people. Hey.
Congratulations.
Ethan from the peanut gallery.
I don't know why that should come as a surprise. Are we assuming you guys are bad sports and like, oh, wow, but they won that?
You know, it really depends on who you ask. It really depends on who you ask if we're qualified for a sportsmanship award. But we won it, and we had boys and alumni show up, and we're cheering and everything. It was just like everything you want wrapped up in a little bow at the end of a great season. In the meantime, I get home, I sit down on the couch after everything is done, and boop, there's the Fox News alert. The shutdown is ending. And I'm like, oh, it's nice that they like waited for me. That was cool.
Yeah, it was nice news breaking last night. We all got to kind of sit and take it in.
So, did you follow any details through the weekend? Friday, did you guys expect? I know we had heard Eric Schmidt, among other officials in D.C., saying, okay, looks like they're trying to stick this through the Tuesday elections last week. They want people to be up in arms, emotional, angry, in their socialist feels so that they could vote for Democrats in the Tuesday election. And then that happened. And then there was a lot of talk about, okay, it looks like there's some Democrats coming to the table. But did something happen Friday that made you think it would take place Sunday? Or was that kind of a surprise to you, too?
Complete surprise to me. Breaking yesterday, I know this was not on my radar that this could happen this weekend at all, because most of the people we talk to, and I think the news that we read, would indicate that the minority leader, Chuck Schumer, would have to start spearheading those negotiations. And he didn't. He didn't do anything. He just sat there on his hands for over a month. And so some of his caucus decided, you know what? We need to do something, because nothing is not the solution.
Do you feel like, the poll today, is it up? Did you get it up, Brad?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and tell us, is there a winner in the shutdown showdown? Democrats, Republicans, Trump, or no one? I mean, just from a very high level, 30,000 foot view, feels like Chuck Schumer just totally lost again.
It feels like Chuck Schumer ended his career. He did so poorly in this. It is remarkable how bad he led his party in this.
They got nothing.
That's what it seems right now.
It looks like the concession that was made that they agreed to take a vote on extending the healthcare subsidies, but it's not going to pass.
Right. And apparently, I was reading again, this is all like you're getting it third hand. Some people are saying this and somebody report on it that Trump agreed or Republicans agreed to rehire the furloughed workers that they had intended to fire, that might be a part of the negotiation. So you're keeping the government big, which was, I guess that's the Democrats wanted that.
Let us know what you think. If you've, and I really would also love to hear on the Any Fry YouTube channel, but also I'm going to give you the text line phone number here in just a second. You can text the show, and a reminder, when you do text us, it goes to Ryan Wiggins. So make sure you speak plainly and clearly so that he doesn't get to interpret it wrong.
In reverse, because the program shows it up already in reverse, then you're going to really confuse me.
He just says he just can't read.
I can't read well.
He can't read. I want to know from people who have been directly affected by the shutdown. If you're somebody who is in a profession that you've been going to work and not getting paid, if you're somebody who has not been able to go to work and you are understanding the repercussions of that whole thing, I would love to hear from you. The number to text us is 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. In about 10 minutes from now, we're going to hear from Ryan Schmelz, who is the Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. There's a lot of reports suggesting that the Democrats are imploding on themselves right now, certainly on social media feeds, X, and maybe what I've seen. I only see screenshots of blue sky, libs of blue sky. Isn't that just blue sky? Isn't that
it's
blue sky and then all the Trump administration agencies that decided to join it a few weeks ago just to see how much trolling that they could do, that they feel as though last Tuesday, the election that took place, that really Democrats kind of ran the table there. That Tuesday was a high day, a great day for Democrats. And then immediately after that, the Democrats caved. The far left reaction is suggesting that the Democrats don't know how to win. Like, you get a win and then you capitulate on all of the things that takes the Democrat Party in the opposite direction of what the wins indicated on Tuesday. And, you know, we talked about this, I think, maybe a little bit before the Tuesday election, but then also after. I was thinking this thought on the way in to work today. It might be the responsibility of the moderate Democrat Party to save this country. I would like to think that Republicans would be the party that could save this country. But the Republican Party is pretty much in lockstep with its leader, because there is somebody up there who is leading the party. There's somebody who speaks for the party. Now, when someone like President Donald Trump speaks for the America First MAGA movement, you will notice that there are a lot of people who discuss where President Trump is on those issues. You will see people within the Republican Party say, I don't really think that that's the way I would do it. I would do it that way. Stephen Moore is scheduled to be with us at 1:05 today. He doesn't like tariffs. And he comes on this show. He is has been a Trump financial advisor, economic advisor, not financial advisor to him, but an economic advisor for the Trump administration. He was part of the tax cuts, making that possible in Trump's first administration. He's completely plugged into the MAGA movement, and he disagrees with Donald Trump's tariffs or has had questions about it. And that's permitted. It's allowed. But there is a starting point. The starting point for the Republican Party is where Trump is, because he's the person who we elected. The Democrats don't have that. They have equal footing for a bunch of... Have you seen those polls where it's like, who's the leader of the Democrat Party? And I don't know, is like got 22%. It's the leader.
No, I haven't seen that.
There's a Dana Perino clip, I think, of that. And she's like, who is? I don't know. Somebody go tell them that they're in charge of the second major political party in this country right now. Another one that came up was no one. And then sub 20%, most of the time in the single digits, the AOCs of the world, Gavin Newsom, Bernie Sanders, maybe.
Kamala, maybe still. Mm. She was up there for a while. I don't know about that.
I just put her under no one.
Okay. I don't know.
The question is, where does the Democrat perspective the articulation of it to the American people so that they can say, oh, I kind of agree with that. You know, maybe I'm 50% in on that. I could start. That's a good starting point. I'd like to work from there. That doesn't exist right now. And the more radical that the left continues to be, and the more ground that they cover, the more peril this country is potentially in. There used to be an argument between liberals and conservatives over the best way to manage taxes, the best way to manage, government provided resources, or maybe government maintained resources like infrastructure, that type of thing. We used to fight over stuff like that. Now we fight over, in New York City, whether you should really own anything. And if it's fair for you to own anything, with the understanding that it was the Washington Post opinion section. I think I'll check my facts on this in the break. The Washington Post opinion section put out something and was talking about the immediate change of face of Mamdani. There is a very different candidate Mamdani versus mayor-elect Mamdani. One of them is charming. The other one is about to get to work on implementing socialism in New York City. Now, if I were in New York City and people were surprised by this, I'd be banging my head into a brick wall going, what did you think was going to happen? But he's not Mr. Charming. He's not Mr., like everything's all puppies, sunshine and rainbow. Why? Because it's all free. It's not free. You have to pay for it. And then the government wants credit for giving it back to you in the form with which they think that you will accept it. You'll take it and you'll like it. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. This is a direction. This is the only place in the Democrat Party right now that has had momentum. That doesn't mean it's good. It doesn't mean it has, staying power, lasting power. But the far progressive socialist left is where the momentum is for the Democrats. And I think it's possible that the actions of these, 9 senators, 10 senators or something like that, the actions of these Democrats, which include Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, who is not running for re-election, folks. I wonder why he's in that mix. The actions of those Democrats are an about face to the radical left that has had all of the momentum in the Democrat Party up until this point. Kamala Harris was radically left.
Oh, yeah.
So much so that she didn't even really have to make sense. It was like all ideological. Like, you want to ask her about how are you going to do that?
Nah. See, she's one of us. Mm. We don't care.
We're just going to take your stuff. And
that's
you'll like
all right.
It. I mean, there has not been a mainstream, moderate, relatable Democrat in how long?
Look, Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer, the minority leaders in both of those chambers, they're now the far left because they are completely beholden to the far left. You would have thought at some point maybe they weren't, but this has shown the far left completely controls all of those politicians now. These 8 senators that bucked the line and jumped over, their careers might be on the line now because of that, but they did it anyway.
So here we are, and we will find out when we come back from Ryan Schmelz. Give us the details on the ending of the shutdown. How fast does it turn into government being open? Is it going to be immediate? Of course, we're going to have to see that the House is going to come back. The funding of the government in this CR that they're going to pass will fund the government through January 30th. So forget about November 21st. Forget about the, biting your fingernails up into the holidays, which is what I know you are all worried about on December 22nd, is whether or not the government is going to be funded. And then we go through a whole day of saying, stay at work and do your job through the holidays for the American people. We don't have to do that this year. They kind of solved that. January 30th, it will have to go back to the House. We'll get all the details from the man there in the Capitol, Ryan Schmelz, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Don't forget the man. It's strange, Dean, to go back to the original sort of part of this conversation of whether he is a good deal maker. I mean, in a way, it seems like the president is kind of getting what he wanted 40 days ago when all this started. He was out there saying that, oh, this is all about Democrats trying to give health care to illegal immigrants. He just said that to reporters moments right. ago, repeated that refrain that Democrats had actually very successfully pushed back against. Then there's all this energy in the wake of the election on Tuesday. The president made remarks saying basically, wow, Republicans are being harmed by all of this, acknowledging that right. he was on his back right. foot. And now here he is winning again. How did he do it?
The Democrats, I don't understand how a Democratic senator goes, wow, we won really big. Let me cave now. I don't understand. That makes no sense to me.
Well, maybe if they're, to Anthony's point, if they were cynical, like if we wanted just to hold this out until we get through the election and right. then.
So that's MSNBC. They're not really handling this moment very well. They're not really, well, maybe they're handling it well. They just don't love what the Democrats are doing. And when MSNBC is struggling with what the Democrats are doing specifically on something as big as the shutdown, there might be a little bit of trouble in paradise. Well, let's get to the bottom of what actually is happening amidst this shutdown. Is the shutdown over right now? Where are we at? Let's bring Ryan Schmelz back on the show with us, the man with the news from the place, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. Ryan, welcome back.
Always great to be on, Annie. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So give us the understanding of what transpired over the weekend and where we are right now with the government shutdown.
Right. So what transpired over the weekend is that you had a group of Republicans and Democrats come to an agreement on a deal that would extend government funding until January, late January, then you would also have a guaranteed vote on the Affordable Care Act tax credits sometime in December. You'd also have three of the what they call minibus bills or the appropriations bills that will be voted on as a package. And then ultimately, the Senate's going to vote on that. They've cleared the major procedural hurdle, getting 60 votes, the exact number that they needed to pass that legislation or break the filibuster on that legislation. And now it's going to go back to the House when they get done with final passage, which is expected to happen either tonight, tomorrow, or by Wednesday.
Okay, so you're saying that the final passage in the House, that's the dates that you just gave there, through Wednesday, that would happen?
Yes, final passage in the Senate likely either tonight or tomorrow, and then we're looking at possibly a vote in the House on Wednesday. Speaker Johnson, on a call, according to our sources, has told members to be ready for a vote possibly Wednesday, but I think there are some people who are holding their breath saying, well, we'll see that when we believe that.
Does the president have to sign the CR then?
He does. Yes, he does. So it's going to be a new deal. There will be some parts that are funded all the way through next fiscal year. So the president hasn't really given any indication that he has an issue with this. There are some concessions in here for Democrats. But as you've seen by the reactions, it seemed like the ones who are the most frustrated by this are the House and some Senate Democrats, who feel like this was a cave on the part of the eight Democrats who voted with all but one Republican.
So we're speaking with Ryan Schmelz right now from Capitol Hill. Correct me, fill in the gaps here where I don't have all of the information to present. So the Democrats have been holding out. They, especially the big issue seemed to be that the Affordable Care Act subsidies that were in play, that were made to sunset by the Democrats, they're the ones who put the timeline on it, and the sunsetting subsidies that are going to go away, they need to extend those because health care is going to go way up for American people because the Democrat subsidies on the Affordable Health Care Act, we're going to sunset. They were saying we need to have something done on this. Is the CR a clean CR that they're going to vote on right now? Is there any sort of concession that the Republicans have made with the CR? Or was the concession made in, we're going to pass a clean CR, and what we agree to is have these types of discussions during the appropriations negotiations?
Well, the main concession here, Annie, looks like that they are going to bring back all the federal workers who were fired by the Trump administration during the shutdown and give them back pay. The other concession was that they're going to have a vote in December at some point on the Affordable Care Act tax credits. There's no guarantee that that's going to pass. And that's why you see some of the progressive wing of the party really frustrated by this passing, because they feel that they did not get any true concessions or they didn't get any major victories. Though you could say that the ones who voted for this bill from the start and were voting with Republicans, those three Democrats who were joined by five other ones last night, they can go out and say, well, wait a minute, you know, before all we were doing was just extending government funding until November. Now we're extending Biden-era spending levels all the way to January, and we've got a vote on the Affordable Care Act tax credits, which we did not have before. So there's a lot of different ways people are spinning this, but you can't ignore the fact that the progressive wing of the party is yet again angry at Chuck Schumer, and those questions are going to start to heat up.
That was my next question, Ryan Schmelz. You almost took it right out of my mouth. How's Senator Schumer doing?
Well, he was frustrated, just like most Democrats were yesterday. He was a no on the package, but he's taken a good portion of the heat. You just saw, I just saw a clip of the ladies of The View ripping on Chuck Schumer. You saw Congressman Ro Khanna of California calling for Chuck Schumer to be removed. You've seen Hakeem Jeffries come out in defense of him and not jump on that same ship. But, you know, the eight Democrats who voted with the Republicans yesterday are taking a lot of heat. And Leader Schumer, despite the fact that he voted no, is also taking a lot of heat as well.
So Ryan Schmelz speaking with us right now from Capitol Hill. He's the Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. Is there some sort of consistency, similarity between these Democrats who now, post last Tuesday's election, decided to come in and give in a lot on what Chuck Schumer was holding back? They've decided to work with the Republicans to get the government back open again. What kind of similarities do these senators that are on the Democrat side of the aisle have in common that made them go in this direction?
Well, some of them are retiring. You have Dick Durbin, who is the number two Senate Democrat. He is retiring at the end of his term. That's coming up next year. You have Gene Shaheen of New Hampshire, who's also retiring at the end of next year. There's a couple of them who are in swing states like Nevada. Both Nevada senators voted in favor of the bill. So there's some similarities here and there. And I should probably point out, too, Tim Kaine from Virginia was a part of this. Remember, he has a lot of federal workers in his state, maybe one of the most federally occupied states in terms of the workforce there. So, you know, he wanted to get a lot of his workers their jobs back and get them their back pay. He ultimately is accomplishing that goal. So they all have different reasons for doing it, but ultimately this is what they thought was the best move, and they feel like they got a good deal. But on the other hand, the progressive wing thinks very differently about this, and that's why you're seeing such heavy backlash.
Ryan, this is Ryan. Correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm hearing you wrong when you say this, but it sounds like this is a clean CR, so it funds the government again through, I guess, the end of January. Does that mean that once they fund this, they pass this, they just get right back to negotiating so this doesn't happen again in January?
In many ways, yes. What they want to do is they want to pass the 12 appropriations bills and get back to what Speaker Johnson and Leader Thune are calling regular order. It's been a long time since Congress was able to pass all 12 appropriations bills. What's a part of this package is actually three of them. So government agencies like the VA, the military construction projects that have been discussed for the next fiscal year, those are going to be funded all the way through the end of next September, thus making another government shutdown down the road a little less of a problem because you'll have certain agencies that are fully funded. And there's other agencies they could get done with funding in between now and next January. Think if they got the Department of Transportation and the FAA funded, then we wouldn't have to worry about air traffic controllers and potential backups at airports if we had another government shutdown. Or if they got the defense bill done, you wouldn't have to worry about troops going without pay if we hit another government shutdown. So that is the goal, to get all those agencies funded, or get as many of them funded between now and January.
Ryan Schmelz, last question before we let you go. If we're going to open the government, you said maybe a House vote on Wednesday. I'm sure the president would get to sign it as quickly as possible. When will these missed paychecks start showing up for people who are listening right now who have been working without a paycheck or not working at all? When is air traffic back to normal? How quickly do these things snap back to reality?
I think that's to be determined. I know with air travel, President Trump has kind of seen that this is heading towards a conclusion and has actually put on Truth Social telling air traffic controllers and TSA agents to get back to work now. So that's an indication that he feels that they should be getting their paychecks relatively soon. An exact date, I'm not sure of, but it should be within, you know, I think the hope is it's within a week.
All right. Well, Ryan Schmelz, thank you for always taking our phone calls. We appreciate you coming on here and giving us the latest straight from the source. Thanks for being with us today.
Have a good one, Annie. Thank you.
You as well. Bye-bye. Ryan Schmelz is the Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent. Did that answer your questions?
Yes. I would say it answered all of them.
Yeah? He's thorough.
Well, it was a perfect placement to have him right now on Monday morning after this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like we knew when the government was going to reopen. What if we did? We'd be like those MLB pitchers that are being investigated by the FBI. Did you hear about that this weekend?
No.
The betting thing is now in baseball.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't have the exact numbers on it. This is a story I saw, and I'm like, oh, you're kidding me. And I'm asking myself, like, what is real anywhere? Like, reality TV isn't real. But how much of the NBA was rigged?
So this is betting on the sport, or this is more
Cleveland Guardians. You can bet on everything. And when there are a couple pitchers from the Cleveland Guardians, we can talk about it in a little more detail later. But it's like if everything is subjected to gambling in the way it can be right now, it's just like, can anything really be real? Then go one step further, something that's infuriating. We could talk a little bit later about Nancy Pelosi's ability to play the stock market, which is way worse. I wish people would be as mad about that as they are about the NBA and the MLB. Like that's she's got power because of us.
Yeah, speaking of insider baseball.
give me a break, exactly. All right, let's take a quick break. Go vote in the poll. Is there a winner in the shutdown showdown? Democrats, Republicans, Trump, or no one? Vote in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. We'll be right back.
That I'm proud to be an
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're going to speak with Steve Moore and Greg Jarrett in the 1 o'clock hour Arctic Frost conversation with Greg Jarrett. But also over the weekend, found out that what, like 30 something subpoenas are going out for John Brennan et al., Peter Strzok, Lisa Page. This is like deep cuts.
Yeah, here
deep
we go
cuts
again.
Deep from the deep state on the Annie Fry Show. 1:30, Greg Jarrett.
I'll make that.
I don't need it.
Okay.
But you want all this stuff to bubble up? Are you ready?
This is completely necessary. When the government is weaponized against a political party, there has to be some sort of retribution. I shouldn't say retribution, more like justice. This just has to be justice. And the problem is that Democrats look at this and they go, well, he's going after his political enemies. He's not. This is actual justice that has to take place because those people went after their political enemies. That's how it works.
So I saw over the weekend Adam Schiff. People are getting a little worried about Adam Schiff on the left, that he could be in some serious trouble here. John Brennan's name comes up, and then of course do you think it matters to the American people? Do you think there's an appetite now within the American electorate, the taxpayer, to revisit some of the details that have been talked about? I mean, I talked about some of the stuff on my Saturday show. That's crazy. That was like three company names ago. That of mine.
What is that, 10 years ago?
16.
Wow.
Yeah.
Same names.
Is the political climate right now receptive to the idea of, wait a second, was he actually screwed this whole time? Because he's been carrying on about it the entirety of his political career. The Russia hoax, which might be the name of one of Greg Jarrett's books. President Trump has been carrying on about this, and it seemed like carrying on. But, like, have you ever been stopped in your tracks to go, wait a second, maybe what I always thought was true is actually completely not true?
Look, the government made up a scandal. They made up a scandal and pinned it on the president, eventual president of the United States, and then investigated that president through those same people who made up the scandal. This is a horrible, horrible mess. And the people who did it knew that they were doing something wrong. There's evidence that they knew it was wrong, not just that they were willing patsies. They created this problem for themselves, and they have to face justice.
But they did it for a particular reason, too, which was to hamstring the Trump administration.
But do you think that the American people care? I think that there's starting to be an interest. I think there is starting to be some exposure of what people, there is a crack in the surface for those people who were force-fed Kamala Harris and not willing to bite. Or even if they were, I remember specifically in the economic world, I remember people, there was like a sense of reluctant relief that Donald Trump actually won his second term. I think that those people probably would feel a little more internal peace to find out that some of these things that were really pegged as conspiracy theories, actually, there are some validity to it. Maybe it's not as full and wide and deep as President Trump alludes to, but I tend to think it might be worse than what he's alluded to. I think it's possible that the limitless reach, apparently, that a lot of these people in our deepest parts of our bureaucracy, they felt, I mean, some of the stuff they have done that has been exposed is sloppy. How comfortable and bold do you have to feel to behave in a way that some of these people have behaved? You've got to feel pretty insulated.
Yeah, super confident that your side is going to cover for you. And that's the other thing is that what it shows when you get that sloppy is that this must be pretty normal. This isn't, they're not on high edge. This is something that they just do, and they get away with it. And they had every time up until this one.
Did you see President Trump at the Commanders game?
Yeah.
He's calling a play. Do we have that play, the NFL play? I didn't look.
I have a play that he called.
I'm going to pull up Cut 18 here before we take a break. Because when I listened to this, I watched it a little bit, but I heard it more than I've listened to it. Watched it. Sometimes these things I don't want to watch. I'm so nervous that it's going to be embarrassing that I can't. I'm like, I will listen to it, but I have to look away. Is that weird? You ever done anything like that where it's like, I secondhand embarrassment is too big, too great. And when President Trump goes into these things, you do not know what's going to happen. You like know the realm of what's going to happen, but that is, he's so off the cuff. And he's so fearless in the way he communicates. You just don't know where he's going to take it. And the amazing thing about this clip to me is that he sounds like a Trump impersonator calling a football play.
Would you like to call a play?
Well, I would like to do that if you'd like me to. But I will say that your second string, your backup quarterback is a good quarterback. And he's had some very good games for you. And your first string quarterback has the potential, I think, to be a great quarterback. He's got to stop the injuries somehow. And let's see, we have a very important, I think this is a very important couple of plays.
Here we go.
Second and seven. Let's see what happens. Whoa.
That's
all right.
Krosky Merritt.
Not bad.
Takes it down to the 5-yard line.
That's right.
That's right.
Good runner.
There we go.
This is a very big play, don't you think? They have to get a touchdown. Let's put it differently. They just have to get a touchdown.
There we go. Now you're doing my job that's what I was going to say. They have to get a touchdown.
Just forget about the play. They have to get a touchdown.
I mean, these are all things that you could say no matter what. It's not like he's not like super in depth here, but he's kind of lovable. If Joe Biden were capable of doing something like that, the left would have gushed about Uncle Joe.
They were desperate that he could do something like that.
Yes.
Because that would have been the campaign.
Exactly. Like, look at how relatable he is. Oh, he even knows America's.
You know the other funny thing about soccer. That play call football. Is that he's talking to those announcers as if that's their team. Like, yeah. He's talking to them like,
we've got
to
get
here, you guys got a good backup quarterback here. They're like, yes, I guess we do.
He's a good runner, don't you think?
We just got to get a touchdown here.
An NFL running back. He's a good runner. I don't know. I just think it's relatable. I think it's human. They have worked from day one. Second one. You know, everybody talks about the escalator, the moment it began. He's not supposed to be relatable. He's not supposed to be somebody who you could imagine or even desire to spend time sitting down and having, not a beer because he doesn't drink, just to have a conversation with. And the one thing that you hear consistently, person after person after person who does come into contact with him with regularity or maybe just a single time, that he sees people and he lets people feel seen when he's with them. He is human. And the humanization of Donald Trump, in my opinion, is going to be the fall of the Democrats for quite some time, because this is what they've built up and up and up, is the dehumanization of Donald Trump. And I think that that whole thing is starting to crumble to the ground, which brings me back to my point. Will there be an appetite for people to lean in like they're seeing it for the first time? How screwed over this president has been in his time in politics. Greg Jarrett will be with us at 1:30. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Wiggins. Oh! Monday Roundup. Yeehaw! This here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
All right, everything you missed from the weekend, all in one very short segment here, Wiggins America, the Monday Roundup. The first one is, there is news going out from science journals and things that is asking the question, have we vastly underestimated the total number of people on Earth? Have you seen anything about this?
No.
So they are relooking at all of the systems they use to count Earth's human population and discovering that they've used a lot of census data from a lot of nations that don't really do censuses very well. And so you're talking about a lot of poorer countries and maybe even countries that...
Did you say we are over or undercounting?
We are vastly undercounting.
So there's a lot more people than we
the
think.
The total number. And so they, you know, to summarize here, it's a very long article, but to summarize, it looks like because of poorer nations who don't census well and because of rural populations...
What about American nations that don't census well?
Oh, we census great. We just census the wrong people. There are maybe upwards of 16 billion people on Earth, they say, or it could go down to about 10 billion. But either way, they think that we are vastly underestimating and that we would be at a minimum around 10 billion actual humans on Earth, which right now we say is about 8. So very interesting that, you know, the data could somehow be wrong. I was told not to question the science, but here we are questioning the science and finding that it is wrong. The next one, Farmer's Almanac explains why it's ending its 200-year-old publication.
Because it's a publication.
You guys rely on the Farmer's Almanac?
My dad would always get one.
Yeah, it's an American institution.
My grandpa, and I think my dad might have done it. I just remember it used to sit on his dresser and maybe in his like sock drawer, just in case.
It was like you had to have it.
I don't know.
What did they use it for, do you know, or is it just kind of around?
Figure out what the weather's going to be.
Yeah, that's the main
thing. What
else
is in it?
It says that it was an amalgamation of mainly weather was the main thing, gardening, cooking, home remedies, and household advice, and astrology, apparently.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Maybe my dad's an astrologist.
Maybe.
Dad?
Or is he just dabbles, maybe. It says, why is the Farmer's Almanac ending? Is because though the almanac will no longer be available in print or online, it lives on within you. So go ahead, plant your peas when the daffodils bloom. Watch for a red sky at night. Tell the kids how granddad always swore by the almanac. That's how our story stays alive. Ultimately, people just weren't using it enough. And it's a publication, like you said. So it's feeling the heat of the digital age.
Is there a digital publication?
I kept looking for that, thinking, well, why didn't you just move online? And maybe it has, but...
Is it because Farmers Only has put them out of business?
Even it just isn't getting the attention. But they say that the Farmer's Almanac was one of the most accurate predictors of weather. A 2010 University of Illinois study said that 80% of their predictions would come true, which is remarkable because they were always well in advance. Mm-hmm. You know, they weren't like up to the date minute. Anyway, next one, most important one of the day, probably, I would say, is...
Does it have to be about food?
No, that was next.
The McRib?
No, I didn't even pull that for your sake. I thought you won't care about the McRib.
Somebody who I am friends with on Facebook posted about it with great joy. I found it to be funny. That's
apparently comes out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay,
Veterans
sorry.
Day. No, let's jump ahead to the food news, though. Wendy's is closing hundreds of restaurants across the U.S. 200 to 350 consistently underperforming Wendy's restaurants are set to close across the U.S. by the end of this year, so pretty quick. A 55-year-old fast food chain recently launched Project Fresh, a comprehensive strategy to revitalize the brand. So watch out for a Wendy's near you. It doesn't say which ones. I'd love to know which ones to report on, but it doesn't say. And then finally, as I said, the biggest news of the weekend. Researchers said they spoke with an eyewitness in Pennsylvania, Center County, Pennsylvania, who claimed to have seen Bigfoot crossing Interstate 80 in early October, and that he was sincere and credible.
Sure, okay.
an investigator with the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, the BFRO, wrote in his report that the witness was a retired civil engineer and Air Force veteran. The witness initially reported the sighting took place around 5:30 p.m. Saturday, October 4th. And they're looking for video, and they find it to be one of the most credible reports they've ever seen of a Bigfoot.
What are you... I'm going to tell you what. That looked like a turd. It's actually a Bigfoot.
Brad
but
has
it's
a little Bigfoot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.